33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 30, Holy Moments. This is the will of God, that you be holy. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. When I was 15 years old, I had a great spiritual mentor. I don't know how my life would have unfolded if I hadn't met him, but it's difficult to imagine that life would have been anywhere near as fruitful or rewarding as it has been. He encouraged me to read the Gospels. He taught me how to pray. He showed me how to care for the poor and visit the lonely. He encouraged me to read great spiritual books. He watched without judgment as I foolishly wrestled with God. He listened patiently to my questions, doubts, excuses, and resistance. And perhaps most of all, he encouraged me to honor those sacred truths that were emerging in my soul. Something is missing. There is more to life. And you do have more to offer. One of the fruits of this friendship was a moment of clarity so piercing that it has defined my life. I was walking home from meeting with him one day when everything we had been discussing for months came together in a single clarifying thought. Some moments are holy, some moments are unholy, and our choices can guide a moment in either direction. It was a rare moment of clarity in a chaotic and confusing world. It was also a moment of intense joy. Everything good in my life has been connected to that moment, and all the pain and disappointment I have caused myself and others has been the result of abandoning the wisdom that was revealed in that moment. In that moment, I realized what was possible. In that moment, I learned to collaborate with God and create holy moments. It was a moment of grace like none other. And I have spent my life trying to help others discover that same clarity and joy. It is the only way I know to express my gratitude for the infinite blessings that moment brought to my life. Now it's your turn. This is your moment. The moment when you realize, despite what your life has been up until now, and regardless of anything you have done in the past, what matters most is what you do next. It's time for your life to make sense. Once we discover that some moments are holy, some moments are unholy, and our choices can guide a moment in either direction, life finally begins to make sense. This is no small thing. Most people in the modern secular world cannot make sense of life. The culture has exiled them from God, religion, and spirituality. So, each day is a frustrated attempt to put together the jigsaw puzzle of life without crucial pieces. And the more disconnected from God our lives become, the more meaningless life becomes. Holy moments inject divine meaning and purpose into every moment of our lives. Meaning is crucial to our health and happiness. We cannot thrive as human beings without it, and we cannot live a meaningful life by filling our life with trivial things and meaningless activities. Holy moments solve the meaninglessness of our lives. Now, let's explore exactly how our choices can guide a moment. For this is the essence of collaborating with God to create holy moments. The crucial question is, what is a holy moment? A holy moment is a single moment in which you open yourself to God. You make yourself available to Him. You set aside personal preference and self-interest, and for one moment you do what you prayerfully believe God is calling you to do. These holy moments, these tiny collaborations with God, unleash the pure, unmitigated joy that I first experienced walking home that afternoon when I was 15. The same pure, unmitigated joy is about to flood every corner of your being. So, begin today. One of the beautiful things about this idea is that you can implement it immediately. You do not need to study it for years. No special qualifications are necessary. You are equipped right now to collaborate with God and create holy moments. You know everything you need to know right now to begin activating holy moments in your life. And here's the beautiful thing. If you can collaborate with God today to create one holy moment, you can create two tomorrow, and four the next day, and eight the day after. There is no limit to the number of holy moments you can participate in. Holiness is possible. Life all comes down to the moment of decision. Learn to master the moment of decision. We all make choices. That's the easy part. The hard thing about choices is living with them. We all have regrets. We have all said and done things that we would do differently if we could go back in time. We know we can't. We may have made peace with those choices to some extent, but still, in the quiet hours, they haunt us. If I could give only one piece of advice, it would be this. Make choices that are easy to live with. Make choices you can look back on longingly, like you do upon the best times with the best of friends. Life is choices. We are constantly making them. But are we choosing wisely? We are not born great decision makers. It is something that must be learned. The wisdom of holy moments will teach you how to become a great decision maker. When you have a decision to make, consult your future self. Imagine yourself 20 years from now, looking back on this moment, and honor what your future self advises you to do. Choices have consequences. It is one of life's fundamental truths. When we teach children that choices have consequences, the emphasis is usually placed on the consequences of poor choices, while the powerful and positive consequences of wise choices are often overlooked. Holy moments are choices with powerful and positive consequences. Holy moments are choices that are easy to live with. It's time to start filling your life with holy moments. If you glance back at your life, the choices you find hardest to live with were unholy moments, and the choices you find easiest to live with, those you cherish, the ones you are rightly proud of, they each held the seed of goodness. They were holy moments. Decision-making is a powerful force in our lives. Our decisions quite literally shape our lives. We make the future with our choices. The beautiful thing about choices is you have more to make. Choices got you here, but if you don't like here, all you need to do is to start making different choices. Your choices have power. If someone had an incredible power and used it for evil, that would be a horrible thing. But what about if someone had an incredible power and didn't use it for good? There's something tragic and wrong about that too, isn't there? That someone is you. You possess an incredible power. You can choose what is good and holy, or you can choose what is unholy and destructive. Your choices have power. So, let me ask you, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? More of the same? Continue to distract yourself with meaningless nonsense? Focus on what you can get? Keep dreaming about a change you will never make? Or are you finally, once and for all, ready to do something about the nagging dissatisfaction in your soul? If you are ready for change, it only takes a handful of holy moments to flood your soul with joy and show you a new and exciting vision of the rest of your life. So, don't let your past rob you of your future. You are more than the worst thing that has ever happened to you. You are more than the worst thing you have ever done. God is never more than one choice away. It only takes one holy moment to shift the momentum of your life in the right direction. Have you been wondering how you will live out this consecration for the rest of your life? One holy moment at a time. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Today's lesson. Some moments are holy, some moments are unholy, and you get to decide. Fill your life with holy moments, one at a time. Today's virtue. Simplicity. The virtue of simplicity fosters a spirit of contentment. Never confuse needs with wants. Concern yourself with the essential few rather than the trivial many. Liberate yourself from the things of this world so that your heart is free to rejoice in the pursuit of holiness. Let us pray. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.